Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone, Mr. Shealy, Mr. Leskovec, Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Stredney, Mr. Salito.
Make a motion to excuse Todd.
Motion on the floor to excuse Todd Waddell, second by, motion by Mr. Shealy, second by Mr. Johnstone. All in favor? Opposed? We need a motion to second to approve, and a second to approve the general consent agenda. Is there any questions or comments on it?
Second.
Motion to accept and place on file by Mr. Stredney. Got a second? Second by Mr. Julian. All in favor? Opposed? Public comments. There's been a change a little. We don't have agenda items only. We have public comments. So anything that you have at this point, you'd be able to speak on. Have any public comments? Come up today. How you doing, sir? Could you just give your name for the record?
Carl Jordan, 27 Andrea Boulevard. I'm having a small issue with a water leak in my neighborhood. This water leak started back on the 15th. And we started noticing the ponding of the water. Thought maybe it might be runoff, snow melt. Let it go till the weekend. Fast forward to the 22nd. I made a call to the city. I got no response. The 24th, being Christmas Eve.
Or when you said you got no response, you didn't reach anybody or did
not? No, I couldn't reach anybody. The 24th, I made another call, was unable to reach anybody. I figure it's Christmas Eve. People probably got out early. The 26th. I called, left a message. I ended up stopping down at the city building. The lady I spoke with there, very nice, very attentive, said she'd send somebody right out. A few hours later, they had a crew out there. They're digging it up. Where they had dug up previously 2 years, they dug a hole and fixed. There was an actual break there. They said they didn't believe that that's where the break was, but they'd have to come back on Monday and see if it's still leaking. Nobody ever came back. Now, mind you, we've had this cold weather, freezing temperatures. On the 2nd of January, one of the neighbors had to call down to dispatch. They sent a salt truck out. The salt truck came out, so now another person we're paying to come out and salt the road. Pays the salt truck to come out, salts everything. Neighbor has to take his skid steer out into the roadway and clear 3-4 inches of ice that's now blocking his downspouts and his drainage for sump pump. So now we've had them out there once. Second time, now they've been out there. This Monday, there were two guys out there from the city looking at it. It's still running. So now we're over 3 weeks of this running. My concern is, and I'm not taking a shot at the city workers because obviously they're out there doing what they can do. Now, I've heard we don't know where the leak is. I've also heard that the supervisor was out of town for a week and they didn't have anybody that could authorize them to dig across the road where they believed it was. I believe there's somebody here that could authorize that if it's an emergency road repair. So my issue is not just the problem we're having, but is this happening elsewhere in the city that this could potentially cause erosion under the roadway and cause a bigger issue? First word. So I didn't reach out to Mr. Waddell because obviously the water department knows that it's an issue already. They've now been there 3 times.
You're out of time. Do we have a motion for 3 additional minutes? Motion by Mr. Shealy, second by Mr. Johnstone for 3 minutes. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovec? Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Stredney.
3 minutes has been granted.
Yes. Yeah, like I said, I you know, I'm not taking a shot at city workers. They only do what they can do. Personally, I don't think they're paid what they should be paid. But I don't know what we do to fix this before it becomes a bigger problem. You know, I know it can erode under the roadway, it can erode under the sidewalks, becomes a bigger issue. I don't know what we can do. Maybe put a sign out there, say, welcome to Niles' natural spring. I don't know.
We have three at-larges here that can follow up, being Mr. Waddell's not here with your issue, but we're going to see the mayor's response on the situation.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Any other public comments? Any other public comments? Seeing none, public comments is closed. Clerk, would you present today's legislation?
Draft number 1226 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 14302, Auxiliary Police, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for a first reading by Mr. Shealy, second by Mr. Johnstone. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovec? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays. The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and adopted as an emergency. Draft number 10126, a resolution adopting new council rules for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2027. Draft number 0226, an ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for the First Street and Brown Street waterline replacement project. Draft number 0326, an ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for the lead service line identification potholing project. Amended draft 426, an ordinance authorizing appropriation budget transfers. Draft number 526, an ordinance authorizing the treasurer to contract with the Ohio Auditor of State for assistance with reconciliation as needed. Draft number 626, an ordinance authorizing the sale by internet auction of certain obsolete items no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 7-26, an ordinance authorizing the City of Niles to participate in the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchase Program. Draft number 826, a resolution authorizing the City of Niles to apply for the Ohio Department of Development's Residential Economic Development District Program grant funding, awarded to support the creation of workforce housing near major economic development projects across the state. This resolution also authorizes the City of Niles to accept the grant if awarded, publish an RFP, and select contractors for work outlined in the grant taking place at each development. This resolution also authorizes, if awarded the grant, a 50% reduction all permit, plan, review, and inspection fees for projects submitted in the grant application. Draft 0926, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of two 2026 Dodge Durango Pursuit vehicles through state purchasing for the 2026 calendar year. Draft number 1026, an ordinance authorizing the City of Niles to enter into an agreement with Eastern Power and Gas LLC to be the natural gas supplier for the city aggregation program. And draft 1126, a resolution determining to proceed with the submission to the electors of the question of levying a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation.
Motion for we have a motion to suspend and adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Lastic, second by Mr. Stredney. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovec?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Six. I should have asked before we officially adopt, was there any questions or comments, concerns on the consent agenda by anybody?
I just have one that I think, can we just take a
affirmative yes or no vote for extension of time instead of roll call?
Unless somebody, the problem is at times people have said no, so that's why we did it with a roll call vote.
That will conclude tonight's legislation. If we can get into miscellaneous remarks, we'll start with the mayor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to wish everyone a happy new year and looking forward to another year of continuous progress and improvements in the city of Niles. I do want to recognize two long-term city safety service employees who are going to be or have retired or are going to be retired. Captain Rodney Friel in the Fire Department and Captain Dan Adkins in the Niles Police Department. We'd like to thank Rodney and Dan for their many years of service and dedication to the City of Niles and wish them best of luck in their future endeavors and their retirement.
Do we have any other that have put in for retirement for the city, to include the police or fire? Do you know that offhand or this year coming up?
I believe there's one more police officer and no firefighters. That was it.
I believe we're like a plus one already. We have somebody ready to roll into that. I think we approve that.
We're at authorized strength. We'll be filling, backfilling the firefighter position, bring us authorized strength, and currently we're at authorized strength for the police department.
Anything, Mr. Auditor?
Just real quick, just wanted to update council. I know there has been discussion in the news about the cannabis tax being released. The city did receive their first distribution on the cannabis tax. That distribution is from July 1st of 2024 through November of 25. So the total tax collection for the city was approximately $167,000. So just wanted to give council an update because I know that's been a hot topic of discussion of when we were getting it and how much. So it looks like it's going to probably average. We didn't get our first distribution until quarter four of 2025, which was about $61,000, but that was a quarterly distribution. For fiscal year 26, for October of 25 and November of 25 was roughly about 20. So at that pace, we'll see what happens. But as you know, more and more locations are opening across the valley. So don't know how that will affect us. But right now, you're probably about $20,000 a month should be coming back to the city based on these numbers.
Anything, Ms. Treasurer? Mr. Safety Director? Mr. Service Director?
Chief? Chief? Either Chief? No. Mr. Johnstone?
Yeah, real quick. Want to thank members of council and thank members of the public for not letting this issue go away of the marijuana tax money. I think it is hats off to the persistence of making sure we hold our elected officials to their word and what they say they're going to do. I'm very pleased that this money finally came through. I know council last year we did a project that was originally slated for that money. So I want to remind council that as that payment that we just received, we owe the general fund for that project still. And I'd like to pay the general fund back. That was our original planning. That was our original budget. I'm just happy that it came through, and I appreciate everybody's persistence on this to make sure we hold our state elected officials to their word.
Billy? Yes, I would just like to welcome Mr. Leskebeck on board to our council here, as well as Mr. Stredney. It's good to see Ed back up here again. I look forward to working with you both.
Mr. Leskebeck, put it in. Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Stredden,
out of this one.
I had was we had one complaint or issue raised by a member, the general public, Mr. Jordan, and I'd like him to reach out to Mr. Stredden or Mr. Lastic or Mr. Julian, and I know the mayor said he's going to be looking into this issue, but I want to make sure that this issue goes away by the time we have our next meeting so we don't leave it hanging out there. Sometimes people come in and of no fault of theirs, we have a disconnect, and I want to make sure we keep everybody on the same page so we don't have things fester. So somebody could reach out to Mr. Jordan, and he'd come with you and give you an update to let you know where the situation's at, and then we can be able to report that back and be done with this. That's all I have. Well, you know what, Mr. Law Director, I did skip over you.
That's okay. No comment.
Motion to adjourn in order.
So moved.
All, second. Motion by Mr. Stredney. Second by Mr. Stredney. All in favor? Aye. Adjourn.